Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we get back to it, if you were wondering when the next email segment is going to be, actually it is scheduled for our June 22nd show in a few weeks, so send in those questions to us, folks. But these 7 minutes of the program today, well, they're going to take us up to Providence, Rhode Island. It's Destination Spotlight time here on America's number one travel radio show, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And whether you prefer hard side or soft side luggage, this weekend you can kick off the summer and save up to 25% site-wide, as Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day, no-questions-asked, full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, just like they've been doing for us for over 20 years now. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, well, it's quality luggage. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence. It's affordable. It's going to last you. As a show fan, you'll save 25% site-wide this weekend at TravelPro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're headed to the Renaissance City via the Patriot Mobile show hotline. As waiting for us is the mayor of Providence, Mayor Brett Smiley.
All right. Well, Mr. Mayor, hello. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you.
Going to get right into it. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are nearly 110,000 cities and towns in the U.S. You're the mayor of the 45th largest city in the country based on the Nielsen Audio DMA rankings we use for radio. So Mary and I, we've always had an affinity for Rhode Island. We've certainly spent a lot of our travel dollars in the state and in your city of Providence. So what are some of the things you want everyone to know about Providence who are tuned in right now across the USA on our 580 weekly stations?
So Providence, Rhode Island, we call ourselves the creative capital, and it really is the cultural and culinary capital of New England. And so for anyone who's thinking about visiting the Northeast, Providence should absolutely be a destination for them, with world-class restaurants, amazing history and the architecture that goes along with it, and a wide variety of cultural assets and destinations, from theater to visual arts, to a really diverse community with some cultural arts that have come with the new immigrants that have come to our city over the last century. So it's a really exciting place to visit.
And Mayor Smiley, with the summer travel season pretty much upon us at this point, let's talk about a few locations, events, or even venues that people can come experience in the city. Even if folks have summer plans already set at this point, fall is a great time in Providence and Rhode Island in general, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, Rhode Island is known for its beaches, to be sure, but summer and fall are both great times to visit. In just a week here, we're going to have one of the best Pride celebrations in the country. It's actually been ranked number 4 worldwide. This summer, we have a whole array of cultural festivals. We have a vibrant Dominican community. The Dominican Festival is quite a party. There's a Guatemalan Festival, a Colombian Festival, a Puerto Rican Festival. The city's premier arts weekend is called PVD Fest. That's in September. And throughout the summer and into the fall, we have what is perhaps our most famous outdoor art installation, referred to as Waterfire, which is a free public art event along our riverfront with braziers burning, wood-burning fires in the middle of the river, music. 100,000 people come out to see it, and it's all free and open to the public with really exciting and unexpected activations along the Riverwalk.
The Waterfire is outstanding.
We love that Waterfire.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Right, so, you know, listen, as you may know, Mary and I, we lived here south in the New York City area, and as we regularly travel around the country, we do ask ourselves, why do we continue to pay a premium to live here in the Northeast? I've seen you quoted sharing ambitions to make Providence a world-class city and one of the best run in the country. There are obviously challenges to making that a reality, but I think Providence has always flown under the radar when it comes to travelers. So what are some ways you're focused on making that happen?
Yeah, we have had actually a fair amount of people move here since the pandemic, people primarily from Boston and New York who are leaving the bigger city, who want diversity, they want cultural amenities, they want the walkability of a city, but a little bit, you know, more livable place. And that's what we have to offer. And so I'm out promoting this city as an incredible place for young professionals and for families. And it's honestly a great place to retire and grow old. You can live here without a car or be a one-car household and enjoy world-class arts and dining and all of the good things that come from us also being a college town. We're the home to one of the world's finest arts institutions, the Rhode Island Institute for Design, an Ivy League college, Brown University, and really rich diversity and fabulous history.
And with your easy access to the airport and your food scene, as you mentioned, you already have two important ingredients to grow tourism. Real quickly, where do you see some of the biggest growth coming from? Is it in the arts section? Is it infrastructure development? Maybe it's the university scene?
Yeah, I mean, the primary drivers of job opportunities are around the colleges and universities and our hospital. We've got really excellent medical infrastructure here. And then we've got a lot of younger people that are moving here with remote jobs who are working remotely and want to be in a place that has everything that Providence has to offer. And so our job, the city's job, is to make sure that they have a high-quality public school system to send their kids, that it's a safe city, which it is, and that it remains a place that they could see themselves living for decades. And so I think we've got a really compelling case to make, and the proof is in the pudding, because the city is growing and people are excited about our future.
Well, you've given a very nice snapshot. And by the way, Mary and I would also add, folks, something as simple as this. You know, the Italian in me loves the Italian section there, but need donuts. Mary and I have actually made trips just to Providence for that. PV is also nice, so a lot to go do in Providence. Mayor Brett Smiley, really appreciate you joining us today. Folks, I'm going to give the website. You can just go to providenceri.gov, providenceri.gov. We hope you have a nice weekend now, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, well, there goes the mayor. He gave a good snapshot of Providence. And that is where we're going to wrap hour one on this June 8th broadcast, everyone. All of our listeners up there on AM 1380 and FM 99.9 WNRI Radio, well, share your favorite things to do in the city with us. We'd appreciate that. Hour two is going to begin in just a few minutes after this top of the hour break with the National Communal Forum. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.